Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 43 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Midwest Direct hog markets today generally are called steady to weak amid ample hog supplies in nearly all quarters. Terminals are called steady with tops from $34 to $39. Peoria steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 26th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,481. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $54.44. The weighted average, $52.06, a gain of 58 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.34 to $42.17, and the weighted average was $40.25. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,073. The base price range was $40.50 to $58.25, the weighted average $54.81, a gain of 50 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.33 to $43 even, and the weighted average was $40.47. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at the weather, first of all, just a brief look at the Corn Belt. I'll just tell you today, we have a lot of frost and freeze across the eastern two-thirds of the Corn Belt for many places. The end of the growing season coming today. The average date varies in central Illinois between the 7th and 18th of October. So it's a late freeze this year. And in some cases, maybe just frost, so some things will continue to grow. But for the grain marketers, that's not a big issue. We're having no problems here with this freeze. This will just help dry things down some more. This will be a dry week. Front will come through Wednesday afternoon and evening, and it will trigger maybe a few showers, especially in northern and eastern sections of the belt Wednesday evening. But by and large, it's going to be a dry week, open weather throughout the week. So lots of progress on late season field work. And turning to the southern hemisphere, that's where we are focusing our attention most of all. And in Brazil, it's still a mixed bag. Southern areas have gotten a lot of rain of late. Northern areas did pick up some rain last week. So conditions are better for planting in the northern production areas of Brazil than prior to last week. So some progress will be made in the fields, especially since no rain is expected during the first half of this week across northern sections of Brazil. It appears over the next couple of days the only portions of Brazil that will be getting any rain will be the far southern sections. And that would be the large producing state of Rio Grande do Sul and neighboring Santa Catarina to the north. But the rest of the Brazilian bean belt will be dry over the next few days, and that is beneficial for getting field work completed. Now, of course, some areas that have been very dry could use some more rain because it's really been hot and dry for months, the last couple of months in the especially northeastern production areas. The most dry areas, the areas that we are going to continue to watch as we go through this week and beyond, are the northeastern portions of Goiás, northern Minas Gerais, and the state of Bahia. Those are the areas that are driest right now and will be driest here over the next several days. Now, there's a chance that some scattered showers and thunderstorms will work into that area later this week. But if there's any concern, it's those areas. But right now, even though it looks like some rain may move in there later in the week, it's not a guarantee once you get that far north. Now, as far as Mato Grosso, southern Goiás, southern Minas Gerais, Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo. Those are states that were dry going into this month, and they're in much better shape now. They'll be dry the next several days, so some good field work in the offing there. Field work will not be too good this week, where it is rainy much of the week to the south in Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and eventually Paraná, and the neighboring country of Paraguay will also share in some of that rain. Now, as far as Argentina goes, conditions are looking good. It appears this week northern portions of Argentina will get the rain. Southern areas, including Santa Fe and Buenos Aires and southern Cordoba, will be getting lesser rainfall amounts. So that's one area that is not a problem now, but they are turning a little drier in southern portions of Argentina. So that is something to watch out for here over the next week or so. And that's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 823, down 4.5. Last trade up 15.5. March, 835.75, down 3.25. Last trade up 14. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at $8, unchanged. Last trade up 15. March, 820.75, down 1.25. Last trade up 13.5. July, 675, down 2. Last trade up 10.75. December corn opened at 372, unchanged. Last trade up 4. July, 406.5, down 1. Last trade up 5.5. December of next year, 418.5, down 1.25. Last trade up 3.75. November beans opened at $10, up 4.5. Last trade up 12.25. July, 1034.5, unchanged. Last trade up 13.25. December soybean meal opened at 278.20, up 40. Last trade up $3. December soybean oil opened at 41.50, up 12. Last trade up 68. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I sound like a broken record, but here I go again. Crude oil, new contract highs. U.S. dollar, new all-time contract lows. I guess the difference that I'm seeing today in the marketplace in the corn is that we actually got above the 200-day moving average, and that's probably pretty significant.
Yeah, I think that's somewhat significant, but I, like you say, it's all dependent on what happens in these outside markets, your gold, your silver, the energies, and the dollar all combined. If the metals and the energies continue to run, which they have backed off a little bit from their overnight highs. We hit our highs in crude oil somewhere around midnight last night and have since backed off just a little bit and acting like they want to take somewhat of a weak tone, at least on my 10-minute charts here this morning. The dollar, on the other hand, last I looked at it, let me go look again, but it's it's back at unchanged after going to new all-time lows. So we may not open quite as strong as what we finished at in the overnight trade last night and see this thing pull back just a little bit from its strength that we saw in the overnight news.
So what is the upside potential for corn then this week?
Well, I think as you look at the corn market, it's going to be limited by what happens in that energy market, but I think you'll have a tough time getting through that high that we put in late September at 389.5 on the DEIS. I forget what the March was, but it was right around 405 or somewhere thereabouts in the March. I would think that we'll have a struggle to try and get much beyond those type numbers myself, Dave.
Turn your attention to the beans. Are we headed for new contract highs there this week?
We certainly seem to have problems trying to get through this 1025 mark. We got through it just briefly last night. If you can crest through that, you're going to at least go challenge those highs. But all the markets in general, to me, Dave, act like they want to try and pull back if the energies will give them a chance. But as long as energy stays strong, especially in the soy complex, these guys in the bean oil market that deal with the food industry, they're not going to allow these biodiesel plants to make a lot of money. So they're going to keep pushing that bean oil price up to keep the profitability in the biodiesel plants at a minimum.
I suppose an outside market influence we need to keep an eye on is the Fed Reserve meeting Tuesday and Wednesday.
Correct, and that's going to be very interesting to see what they do, because there's a lot of different things that they've got to analyze out here. You've got these energy prices that are seemingly on a runaway type course, surely going to make a run at the $100 mark in crude. You've got a housing market that looks very poor, and then as you continue to rally these commodities up here, you're talking about higher food costs out here. And how they play that thing through, the trade is basically counting on another cut by the Fed, and if they don't get it, it's going to be interesting to see how we trade out.
All right, then let's get your calls for today.
I'm going to still stick with the higher calls. I think you're going to be 3 to 4 higher in the corn market. I think beans, I'm going to pull them back just a little bit and say that we're in that 7 to 10 range on the start. And the wheat market ought to be interesting, because I tend to believe we'll have a hard time trying to get the 13 to 15 higher. I'm going to go with more of a 7 to 10 higher wheat market also.
Thank you much, Brian. Thanks, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.